what it means to be an American. America is freedom, and freedom is special and rare.
We, the people of this great nation.
The only thing we have to fear is fear itself.
We, the people of this great nation.
Good morning, my fellow patriots. I hope everyone is having a wonderful morning. As usual, our country's just dismantling itself bit by bit as the Democrats continue their crusade on destroying this entire nation. We got from one side a crisis on the border that nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a president that doesn't know where he's at. A party that's literally lost their mind. They want to spend money on every single thing with no thought of the possible repercussions this is going to cause to the future of this country and for the youth of this country. It's sad, honestly. Everything that's occurring in this country right now is extremely sad. We have division. We have hate. That's not going to change. We've always had that, but not at this level. And it's obvious that Donald Trump is not the reason behind it, although the left wants you to think that. The hate is still there. The riots are still occurring. They just don't talk about it. They don't say anything about it. They just continue to move on as if it's not even happening. Trump is on a rampage. Trump is openly speaking, and he is stating his opinions on what's going on, and he called it. He called it from day one. If the progressives took over, if the left took over this country will be on a downhill spiral, and it's happening right now before our eyes. Whether we see it or whether the left themselves see it, it's happening. I think they have an agenda. This is part of their agenda. They're coming after your guns, or at least they're trying to, or they're going to make it very difficult for people to acquire guns. I think that's their whole end game, is make it so hard that people just don't want to have guns. Too bad that too many of us already have them, so you're shit out of luck. So Trump warned us. The left hated him for no apparent reason, just because he put America first. He may have made a couple mean tweets in his past or while he was president, but bro, I prefer his mean tweets any day of this week over what's going on right now in this country. That being said, without any further ado, we have the one and only Q.
Dr. Q.
But we also have a special guest, Jason. How are you, buddy?
I'm good, guys. How are you?
Doing pretty good. Jason is here with us. Q?
Hey, Q.
You hear him, Q?
Yeah, I hear him. I said, what's up?
All right, good deal, good deal. So, Q, I gotcha. Got him. But no, there's no debate going on or anything. It's just he listens to our show. I'm friends with him on Facebook. Really cool guy. He has a lot of things he agrees and disagrees with you on. Mainly disagrees, I think. But that's the majority of all Americans. But Q, what do you got down?
You brought this guy just for the hell of it, you know, just to go against me completely, because that's your whole thing is. You know?
No, not at all, like, not at all. Actually, Q, before
anything, everything I say, you know, I mean, but it's cool.
Q, before you jump the gun, he's not gonna. I mean, first listen to
it. It doesn't matter. I'm just saying, you, Jay. That's the way you are. You want to debunk me in every damn possible way.
I don't want to debunk you. Listen, let's first correct this. I wish everything you say is true. I just don't feel it is.
You don't give any positivity towards it, Jay. That's the thing. Everything you do is negative about anything I say. Every fucking thing I say is negative.
Well, not everything. Your health, everything you say about health is pretty good.
Well, we're talking about Q stuff.
I mean, Jason, what's your thoughts on what Q says?
What am I saying now that you don't agree with?
Well, Jace, I don't know if you remember about a week or two ago when I I sent you my little poem that I wrote about Dr. Q, if I could share that if you guys don't mind.
That's fine. Go ahead.
All right, it's titled, Poor Dr. Q. Poor Dr. Q. He believed all the theories, but nothing came true. Now he owes Jace a whole lot of money. Dr. Q's bank account won't think it's funny. So now it's time to go into hiding, running from bookies with bets on Joe Biden. Don't worry, Dr. Q, we've got your back. We'll start a GoFundMe to get you back on track.
That's fucking good. Oh, shit. Q, you got to laugh at that. That's pretty funny.
All I can say to that, all I can say to that is that...
It was very well written.
Things, yeah, I mean, it was nice, you know, it was cool, you know. I'm just saying, like,
yeah, I put a lot of thought into that.
Yeah, I could tell. Everything that I'm saying, like, even though it didn't I can't say it, all of it didn't, because it did, but you just don't know, and you're never going to know until it truly comes out, you know, because the media won't say anything. You know, they're hiding every damn thing, every fucking thing that, good that is happening or that's involved with Trump or anything, it's never going to come immediate. Not even on the fucking Fox either. You know, Fox is a little, you know, here and there, they throw little pieces, but that's about it. They'll never give, you know, full exposure of you know, exactly what's going on.
My biggest issue, go ahead, Jason.
No, what I was going to say, so I believe I mentioned this last time we spoke on here, but, I have a cousin of mine that was really heavy into Q. I've been following her for years, and I've been kind of I've been involved in it and stuff. You know, I would get information from him and stuff. But so I have several friends that are still hardcore into it, like you are, Q. The thing with me is, and you know, other sources that use this word, and I use it a lot too. Hopium, right?
That word is a freaking Democrat liberal fucking word. That's all that is. So I wouldn't even say it unless you know,
I don't know if it's a liberal word because we were using it against 100%. Them. I mean, 100%. We were using it against them when during Trump's era.
So I don't know who was, but they made it up. So
they didn't make it up. It's a fucking word in the dictionary.
Yeah, no, it's not a fucking word.
Here's the thing. Are there some crazy things going on, or there's some weird things going on? Absolutely. You know, and it's, again, you know, like you guys talked about the other day, as far as other people, you know, like Simon Parks, Scott McKay, whatever. I mean, yeah, there's a ton of people out there that you can get information from or whatever, sure. But you also have to watch out for the disinformation and use your own discernment when you're going through this stuff. But
definitely.
It's like, you know, yeah, I think crazy things are going on. Do I think Joe Biden is actually Jim Carrey and wearing a mask? Absolutely not.
I'm not saying it's him. I'm saying he's somebody. He has a mask on. I'm just letting you know that right now.
I'm
telling you. I mean, I can't find it now, but I actually had a video of him turning around and his eye was like lopsided.
I've seen that video.
No, that was a different one. That wasn't a video. That was
Q, you realize people edit videos all the time, right? There's something called technology and editing.
Yeah, and that's what they're doing 24/7. There's Democrats. Complete
look,
green screen.
Do I think the Democrats are doing things behind closed doors that the American people don't know? Absolutely. They've been doing it for decades. Do I believe they mislead the people and divide the people? Absolutely. Do I think they rigged the election? Absolutely. I know because they changed legislative laws. A lot of these things, Wisconsin, everything they did there was unconstitutional based on their own state laws, what they did in Georgia as well. That's why now Georgia just passed a voter ID. Now you got to have a voter ID in order to vote in the state of Georgia. Do I think a lot of irregularities, the fact that the Washington Examiner recently came out with a report saying that 92,000 ballots were sent to the wrong address? Yeah, that's a fucking problem. That's not one or two ballots. It's 92,000 ballots. That could have changed the entire election. So yeah, these things are things that I can actually fact check myself, and I can go into places and I can actually fact check. The problem is, Q, is not that I don't believe you. It's just you haven't given me anything that I can believe, if it makes sense.
I listen, as I stated, anything that I said, you know, these dates, they're supposed to come out. And I guarantee, you know, Scott McKay, all of them, were saying almost the same thing, you know. These certain things that are going to happen, this and that, and nothing ever happened. But they are happening, you know, in the background. We don't see it. But because, like I said, the media is completely against anything and everything that is good. Anything. They don't want to give anybody, as your word, is hopium at all, you know. They want everybody to be down constantly, 24/7, and that's how you bring their frequency down the whole time, you know. And you're not, you know.
Oh shit! Are we gonna talk about the vibration?
Vibrations, baby.
Your mindset's a total different situation, man. It's like blocked.
It's not that.
See, the thing, you.
Go ahead, Jason. Sure.
No, go ahead, Jason.
No. I mean, I was just gonna say, it's just, I don't understand when he says vibration or anything. I mean, my mind is pretty open. I debate liberals every single day on Twitch. I deal with them every single day. I understand their ideology, and it's crazy. To me, it's ridiculous. I mean, they're unrealistic. They're like the left-wing version of Q, pretty much. Like, they want things, anarchists and all these people, they want things that are unrealistic, and it's never going to happen in this country, which is kind of the same thing I feel like the Q community does to the right. But
let me get involved here. First of all, so you're telling me that you actually think that is Joe Biden? You really think that's Joe Biden?
Who are you asking?
Is that what you're saying? Both of you.
I think it's Joe Biden. Yeah.
Listen,
hold on. Let Jason speak.
Well, you've made mention several times that the Joe Biden that we're seeing today is not the Joe Biden that he's dead or in Guantanamo Bay or whatever. I think it is Joe Biden that we're seeing. However, well, what I was going to say earlier, you know, not to debunk you, Q, or anything like that, because that's not what I'm trying to do. What you believe is what you believe, and then I believe a little bit of it, too.
It's all good.
It's kind of hard because, Dr. Q, you said you're not on social media, right?
No, I mean, I'm here and there, but not under Dr. Q. No, so I don't leave my address out there. I don't want anybody, I'm not going to get a million freaking messages on my Facebook or whatever. You know what I'm saying?
Well, I got you, Doc. Privacy, yeah. I got you. No, what I was going to ask you is if you had Telegram or Gab or anything like that, because I can literally go on Telegram right now, just like you or Jace or anybody could, and literally get all of this information that you talk about off of Telegram, off of the same huge channels that are on there. There's literally a channel in there. There's literally a channel in there, JFK Jr., right? Mm-hmm. And he's literally posting every day. He's posting, hey, I'm JFK. Hey, this and that. Like that same video that you played of him like whistling to the bird or whatever. Like all of that stuff is in there. And I'm just like, yeah, I've seen this stuff. And it's like, it's crazy and it's out there. And it's just like, yeah, I don't know, man.
So what I could say to that is like I said, we are there to spread the word, not to be the first one to spread the word. You know what I mean? Like, it's for people that don't hear it, don't have, you know, Telegram or whatever, any of those other websites or whatever it is, just to keep spreading it. Not to sit there and say, oh, I'm the only one with it. You know what I mean?
You realize that every single one, like that guy is a specific person that lives in Pennsylvania. Like, they've already identified who the gentleman is.
No, they did not. I'm just telling you right now. I'm telling you right now. You're hearing shit from media. That's all they're trying to debunk anything and everything. I'm just telling you.
I just don't understand how you can believe this shit, man. I mean, honestly,
JFK has many disguises. Number one, so
everybody in the media is evil.
No, he does.
So you think? Let me ask you a question. So you think Sean Hannity? You think Sean Hannity's in on it?
As in what?
In on all this. On all this conspiracy. You think Sean Hannity, you think Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, you think they're all in on it?
Why are you saying that? What do you mean?
Because, I mean, if they had this information, they'd release it, I would assume. Especially Tucker Carlson, that right now he's being, I mean, every single anchor on every liberal left-wing media is attacking him as we speak right now. He's getting more attacks than any other anchor in U.S. history right now. Yeah. And you think that he wouldn't be exposing this when he's even talked about extraterrestrial life on his show?
Yep.
You think he's in on
it? There's actually a local guy here that his name is Matt Bruce, and he was actually one of the firefighters that responded in New York City on 9/11. He's a local fire captain, or he was. He's retired now, but he has his own show here in Tampa, and I kept thinking, I listen to him every morning. He's as conservative as you can get. And one time, one guy called in and mentioned just a little bit of something about the QAnon conspiracy. And he was like, yeah, that's just a bunch of nonsense, and just moved on so quick. And I was like, wow, that's the first time I've ever heard him talk about it. He completely shut it down, because I was asking the same thing. I'm like, how are, you know, if these guys, like Hannity, Tucker, even Rush, I'm like, you know, if they're in the know, how are they not talking about this, or how are they not trying to get the message out, you know, to people that would believe and be like, oh my God, yeah, this is it, this is the truth.
I mean, they have a large audience. They have a huge audience.
Because the media will do exactly what you guys, anything that they say, you're believing.
Bro, are you kidding me? When Rush died, people were celebrating. You think that guy, he's part of the media? They were celebrating on Twitter. Hashtag on Twitter.
What happened when anybody, look at, what's her name, Marjorie, what's her last name, the congresswoman? She, you know,
from
she's
Georgia?
Green.
She's with Q. And, you know, look at how she got bashed. You know what I'm saying? Like nobody wants to bring it up because, you know, they get bashed.
She believed in Q 2 years prior to running.
Who cares?
She could have easily gotten duped like you did and believed it. And then she said, shit, this is bullshit. I mean, your bank account says otherwise.
No. Let's get this bank account straight. I'm telling you right now. I didn't lose anything. That money's coming back to me, and what you're going to owe me on top, which is another $2,000 on top of the money that I gave you.
If you continue with these bets, you're going to...
Listen, all the other bets we have... Jason, seriously, after all the bets that I'm supposedly going to lose, I'm going to win every fucking one of those bets, and I cannot wait. I can't wait.
But how long? Okay.
It doesn't matter how long. We already talked about that.
Okay,
so
now this is my question. How long before you realize, okay, hypothetically speaking, so we can just, at least so I can understand this. At what point will you be, okay, they fucking duped me? At what point? If nothing happens, like when will you realize, like if it does...
Talked about that, Jay.
I don't remember. I'm talking about in general. When would you drop the QAnon thing if nothing happened? Like, at what point will you realize, okay, or at what point is there enough, like, for you? Like, I don't get it. I mean, because...
Will
you go all the way till 2024 with this shit?
No.
And then Trump gets reelected, and then you call me back, and you're like, I won the bet. I mean, fuck, how long is this shit gonna last? I mean, I just don't understand. I mean,
you almost
betted one time $10,000 that these executive orders weren't real. I went to the archives,
all the executive orders
are recorded in the archives.
They're all fake. Every one of them is fake.
You were the one showing me that website. You were the one telling me, look, none of them have taken place. Now it's fake because it doesn't fit the narrative.
But they're fake. Every one of them are fake. They mean nothing.
You know what's interesting is I was watching an interview with Doug Billings. I don't know if you guys are familiar with him.
No, I don't know.
But he actually had Sidney Powell on his show as an exclusive interview. I watched it. It was about 10 minutes long. And he directly asked her about the military tribunal, and she completely denied it and said it's complete nonsense.
Oh, wow. Sidney Powell said that?
Sidney Powell said that. I'm going to have to go back. His show is called The Right Side with, hang on a second. I got it right here in front of me. The Right Side with Doug Billings. It was like two or three nights ago. And he had Sidney Powell on his show, 10-12 minute long interview, and he directly asked her, and she said it was nonsense. So
all I could say about that is
she's being sued and reality's hitting her.
If she says it is not nonsense, then it's going to open up a can of worms. So
what more kind of worms can she open? She's being sued by Dominion. She's going to lose her livelihood, for God's sakes.
It's not about that kind of worms. She don't care about that shit. It's never going to go through.
It's a fucking legitimate lawsuit. It's in the fucking courts.
No, it's not. It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
Shit's going through.
Hilarious. Mike Lindell was like, man, I was listening to another interview with Mike Lindell, and he actually asked Dominion to sue him. Because he wanted them to have to expose themselves in the court of law. Exactly. Yeah.
Yep. That's what I'm saying. She don't care. They're going to get exposed, and then she's going to sue them back and for 10 times what they're suing her for.
Well, and I mean, the Dominion case, I can believe, because I do think Dominion was hacked. I had a military guy on my show. He spoke about it. He spoke about what he thought with the hacking. I think I put it on my podcast. And he said that there's no way anything with a USB port should be used in any which way during an election. Anything that has a USB port or internet access can be hacked easily. I asked him straight up. I told him, do you think that they hacked the election? He goes, absolutely. He goes, without a doubt. He goes, the military and any politician, they are not allowed to have any devices with active USB ports on them. He goes, no one is allowed to have that. He goes, the military stopped using USB ports over a decade ago. Because you can put malware with a simple mouse. You can put malware inside the mouse. And it can hack an entire system. And it's easily controlled. And especially if it's connected by the internet. I mean, I did see the video. We're in Georgia. Somebody hacked a Dominion system right there live in front of the electorals. The legislators. They showed it right there, them hacking it. So I do believe the Dominion thing. I do believe they rigged it. I do believe that those massive drops happened in the middle of the night for a reason, and it happened at the same time all over the U.S., and it's no coincidences. I'm sorry, coincidences don't happen in perfect timing at the same time throughout the same period of time. Shutdowns all over the United States of America. The ballots stop for some reason. They stop counting ballots, but they continue to count ballots. I was surprised the video that was shown from what happened in Georgia wasn't more investigated. I mean, it's obvious what they were doing there. They have the records. They have the evidence to prove. They had the witnesses that said they were escorted out, told them that the ballots were going to stop being counted. Then you got the video of them counting, and then you got the data that shows the spike in Joe Biden during that same precise time that they're counting the ballots. That's enough for it to be a court case, but nothing ever happened. I honestly believe Trump went up against something that he couldn't beat. It was a machine that he couldn't beat. They pre-planned it. They utilized COVID-19 for their advantage. And he signed
from day one. This is known from day one. Trump knew about it from day one. He knew it from years ago. You understand that? He already knew.
Why? Because he jumped in Nicolas Cage's time capsule?
Correct. He saw the looking glass.
I mean, oh my God. So let's talk.
Listen, there's more people that went into the future, believe it or not.
You want me to tell you something? I started looking at somebody today in the Senate. I was looking at him talk today in a press conference. You know what? You might be onto something. I think Mitch McConnell's part of the turtle race, part of the reptilian race. There's a strong possibility he may be part of the reptilian race. I could see that. If he turns into a fucking turtle, I can fucking see that happening.
Listen, man, you can laugh your head off, but I'm just telling you, these reptilians are here. It's not just reptilians, Greys. I mean, there's good ones and there's bad ones.
What's a gray? You've never mentioned that
actually,
one.
They're smaller. They're all gray pretty much. They got the big heads and big eyes.
The grays are like the X-File ones.
But I think they're a lot smaller. They're only 4 feet or something like that.
Dude, I mean, are you getting this shit from like Men in Black or something? From the movie Men in Black?
Nah,
I don't understand where you're getting this information. Have you seen any files on it? No.
I actually see files.
But where do these files come from? Like, how do you how does it convince you enough for you to believe it? That's what this has to be overwhelming in your mind. Like, for it to convince you, because I know you, he's a very normal guy. In real life, he's normal. There's nothing odd about him. Nothing weird. He has a company. He's a legit, this guy's my friend. I mean, I've known him for a very long time. And there has to be something that he's seeing that's convincing him so much that he's so engaged with this. But the problem is, how do you convince everyone else? Because you obviously have, you're obviously watching something that's completely convincing you.
When you guys are in a different frequency where you don't want to see these things because you can't, it's weird. Like, I could sit there and talk all day, all night. I can give you proof out of the fucking ass. You still won't accept the fucking proof, and you'll still come up with some kind of excuses that why it might not be proof, you know?
Hugh, I'm telling you right now, if you send me a video of a reptilian, or if you send me a video of any kind of alien dancing the good vibrations, man, I will believe you. Just show me the video, dude. Just show me the video.
I'll see what I can do for you. Actually, there was just one on YouTube. You see that lady? She's talking and they're asking her what they want out of this world, whatever. And I forget what she said, but her eyes literally changed into reptilian eyes, like right in front of you. You couldn't miss it. But I mean, that's just one I saw recently of just, you know, public season too. But I mean, dude, seriously, you can probably go on YouTube and find a lot of shit. But I'll get one and I'll ask Jace.
I don't think I'm feeling the vibration.
I'll ask Jace to put it on the show.
I don't think I'm feeling it. Every time that you tell me I have to feel the vibration, I'm just going to put Marky Mark. So that way I can feel the vibration and see if it comes to me. That's what I'm hoping that happens. It comes to me. So let's.
It won't. You're not in the same frequency. It won't.
So Jason, I wanted to ask you something. What do you think the future of this country is? From what you're seeing right now, because I see all your posts. I see you're very, very engaged in politics, and I see that.
Not worth it, Jace. It's not worth it even getting engaged in it because it's all bullshit right now.
Okay,
nothing's real. It's all bullshit.
Okay, but Jason, so what is it you see in the future of this country right now at this point from what you're saying?
Oh man, you know, it's crazy to watch what Sleepy Joe is doing to this country right now. You know, Trump spent the last 4 to 5 years, you know, just really getting us to where we need to be and getting us in the right position to move forward. Right now, man, I don't know. You know, I really don't. My greatest concern, and if you see in my posts, and I'm a family man. You know, I love my kids. And it's like my greatest concern right now is their future. I don't give a damn about myself. You know what I mean? I'm concerned about my kids and what they're gonna experience, what they're gonna encounter. You know, when it comes time for them to, you know, go to work or buy a house or whatever they need to do. So I'm just, I see this country going down the damn toilet right now. That's what I see. I think Wrecking Ball Joe, as you put it, I think he's doing everything he can to destroy this damn country and make it to where, you know, we're turning into a socialist country. I mean, it's ridiculous. Like, you know, restricting guns, trying to pass this bill where, you know, it could take up to 20 days to get approved to buy a gun. And I was listening on another podcast where they were talking about how they could just keep extending it, keep extending it, keep extending it, and make it to where you just can't buy a damn gun if you don't have a permit already, and just making everything impossible, you know, putting roadblocks up everywhere, whether it be with school, whether it be with just everything, man. It's so frustrating.
And we're powerless. That's why,
we're completely powerless as of right now. That's why everything is riding on whether we can get the House and the Senate back in 2022. That's why it's so important. I'm watching right now live on OAN. Judge grants access to Fulton County mail-in ballots, and they're showing that old video that we've all seen. But it's like, what is that going to do? Like, you know, they've already presented it in front of the Supreme Court. They keep throwing it out. They keep rejecting it. They keep basically saying, no, we don't care. And it's like, that could change the future of this country alone. But nobody wants to see it. Nobody wants to address it. So what do I see for the future of this country? I see that if we don't do everything that we can to fight and stand up and speak up and be loud and get in their face and let them know, you know, how we feel and just be sick of this shit and put our foot down and, okay, yeah, you're going to ban me on TikTok. You're going to ban me on Facebook. All right, well, I'll go somewhere else. I'll go somewhere else and I'll be even louder. And it's like, you know, we have to keep our focus. We have to make sure we get the House back, make sure we get the Senate back, because if we don't, come 2024, come 2028, I mean, we're never going to win the presidency again. We're never going to win it again. So
that's a fact.
We got to do everything that we can right now. We got to do what they do. We got to go door to door. We got to get everybody that we can. Like I said, be as loud as possible.
And somehow get access to the Dominion systems as well.
Yeah, that too. Yeah. Yeah. But we've got to fight, man. Right now, we just got
to
fight.
Dude, I swear to you, I debate these lefties all the time, and I just can't understand them. Like, I understand their ideology behind everything. I do not understand how they are so ignorant to not see what's happening. Like I see people, and I'm like, do you guys
not
see?
You mean they don't see what's happening?
They
see it, they don't care. I mean, look,
I'll give you a perfect example. My stepdad voted for Ronald Reagan. He voted for Bill Clinton, and he voted for George Bush, and he voted for Obama. So, and he was in my house this week, and I'm talking to him, and I'm like explaining to him, and I go, do you not see anything wrong here? Like, I go, how can you see what's going on in this country? The crisis we have on the border, obviously Trump's border policies were working. Now we got kids in containers. We got more kids coming in than we had before, because now parents are just sending their kids because they know they have more of a chance of getting in. And it's like they see a guy that gets on there, hasn't done one press briefing since he took office. Not one. The man can't keep up with more than a 20-minute conversation before he starts losing his mind and can't remember what the fuck he was saying. How can like people not see this? There is a president. The guy that has the nuclear codes is senile. It's like bizarre to me. And my stepdad's an older guy. I would think that, and he repeats exactly word for word what CNN says. It's incredible. These people have brainwashed the entire fucking nation. The biggest problem, and Malcolm X said it, the biggest problem we have in this country is the media. They can mold people's brains the way they want to, and they can convince people to see things that are not there, and they can convince people to believe in things that are not really happening, racism being one of them. There is no fucking racism. Nobody's going to sit there.
What about what's really happening? Like Joe Biden, it doesn't even look like talking Joe Biden. He's not even in the fucking White House. He's in a fucking fake fucking studio. I mean, how can you not fucking see that right in front of you? You're talking about...
Dude, I've seen the guy.
Right,
I've seen the guy in the fucking White House, man. I saw him.
No, you didn't. No, you fucking
yes,
didn't.
I did.
No, you did not.
Yes, I did. I saw
him in the fucking studio, Jay.
On fucking Valentine's Day, he was in the front of the fucking White House. What are you talking about?
No, he was not. No,
with
he fucking wasn't.
With apparently the most aggressive dog on the planet that had to be shipped back to Delaware.
No, no, no. No, he was not.
And dude, he was there. Jason, dude, people have videotaped him outside of the White House. Come on, man.
I'm talking to your guests. So, if you're, you know, affiliate with all those sites and everything, Telegram, I'm sure you can find the fucking, you know, the video of him on that day, the Valentine's Day, where they show that he's not even fucking there. It was fucking, it was done, I forget where it was done. It was done somewhere else. It wasn't even in fucking Washington.
So, I have a friend of mine, that actually sent me, a few pictures the other day on Facebook. Mm-hmm. And it looks like, I want to say it's supposed to be in the Rose Garden, I believe.
Right, exactly.
But it's showing, the caption above it is kind of cut off, but it says, the former Turner Stadium that was used by the Atlanta Braves is now used by Georgia State University. Isn't this fun? But there's a picture of it looks like it's from a distance, zoomed out, but it looks like Kamala Harris at the podium. I think Biden's behind her. But it's in the Rose Garden. You can see the press. There's a guy up on a ladder. There's a guy up on the roof. But behind it is Turner Stadium, which is in Atlanta. It's kind of exactly. Weird. Yeah, I mean, I see the pictures, man, and these are not doctored images. These are real.
Did you see the video of the guy that was actually in the building right next to the Rose Garden that took a picture of? I mean, took a video and showed that they're not even there.
Well, yeah, I've seen it. And honestly, there a couple of months back, I think I mentioned this too, but there's a lady on YouTube. Haven't seen her in a while. Maybe her stuff got taken down. I'm not sure. But she was going and walking by Castle Rock Studios every day. Like, I guess.
Yeah, I saw that. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
She was saying that she was walking her dog the same way every night, you know, for the past 10 years or whatever. And all of a sudden, you know, lights were on at night that normally weren't. She said she saw people moving around in there, that the whole place was blocked off. I mean, yeah, there's some fishy stuff going on for sure, but I mean, man.
Can it possibly be that Joe Biden's senile and they have him over there, and Kamala Harris is actually calling the shots from the White House? I mean, can that be a possibility? I mean, does it have to be that Joe Biden is wearing a fucking mask and it's fake? Maybe the guy's senile.
Didn't you just hear what I said? And I spoke to him about. The guy was fucking right next to the building, dude. Right next to the fucking White House, dude. He wasn't even there. Nobody was there.
I've also seen footage of people that were there and saw him in the White House. I mean, Valentine's Day. I mean, there was aerial shots and everything. I mean, he was there with his fucking dog. So,
yeah, show me aerial shots. Show me the aerial shots. Number one, they're doing everything green screen now. Everything. Complete fake, everything.
Well, a lot of people were saying the same thing about Donald J. Trump. There was the videos that he was posting after the Capitol riots. They were all saying it was green screen. Look in the back.
Why do you think they're saying it? Why do you think they're saying it?
Yeah, I saw that too.
Because they know they're doing it.
You got an answer for everything, Q. God damn.
I mean, I'm just making a point. Like, you've
been well trained. You've been well conned. What's that?
Everything I say, you try to debunk. Every
I'm not trying
thing.
To
What's
debunk.
Right
I want
your,
you.
Right
I want you to.
Face.
I want you to prove it to me. I'm not trying to debunk.
It's right from your fucking face. And
it's not in front of my face. It's not in front of my face. I haven't seen a reptilian. I haven't seen anything to show me that Joe Biden's wearing a fucking mask. You know what I do see? I do see exactly what happened to my grandmother when she had dementia and Parkinson's. Her face got stiff as hell. Her face started changing because of the medication she was taking. And it changes your bone structure.
You think because he has Parkinson's or something else, you think that his face structure completely changed?
I can show you pictures of my grandmother before she took the medication. God. A year later, it stiffens your muscles. It changes your bone structure.
I'm not saying it doesn't, dude. I'm not saying that.
I'm going to tell you, the way his eyes look is exactly how my grandmother's eyes looked when she was getting Alzheimer's really bad. Very dark eyes and very lost eyes. That's exactly how my grandmother looked. I'm sorry.
So let me ask you guys. So other than just the face, Look at the fucking ears. Complete different different lobes.
That's already been. That's
what happened there?
That's, he could have had plastic surgery, man. I mean, I don't know what the fuck.
Dude, you see what I'm doing? I'm fucking giving you proof, and you're fucking coming up with the answers.
You're just giving me. Hold on. I'm gonna look it up real quick. Joe Biden.
Look in your fucking eyes, man. See what you see right in front of you, dude.
Joe like, Biden's so earlobes. Does Joe
right
Biden?
In front of you, you don't even see it. It's right in front of you.
Okay.
You don't see it.
Does Joe Biden have a double? Okay, here we go. This is Fact Checks Politics. Okay.
Oh my God.
No, they're talking about okay, rating false. Photographs of President-elect Joe Biden's earlobes over time shows an individual stands as him for some public events. That was false.
Sure.
A rumor holding the U.S. President-elect Joe Biden, 78, used a body double for certain public events emerged on social media during his 2020 campaign against incumbent President Donald J. Trump and his subsequent transition into the White House. Among the examples are rumor brought to our attention were, can you fucking let me finish? Can you let me finish?
I mean, no, because you do this all the time.
You told me to look it up.
The media's telling you.
You told me to look it up. I did. Hold on 1 second.
But you're looking up what? No, I didn't see you look it up. Look up pictures, I said.
Okay, there's pictures here. There's pictures here. Hold on.
Don't know about what the fucking media says. They're going to lie to you. Completely.
My God. Jesus. Will you shut up for a second? His subsequent transition in the White House. Among the examples of the rumors brought to our attention were a series of TikTok videos uploaded by one user in late November that focused on Biden's earlobes, including the following narration. Okay, that's a detached earlobe if I ever saw one. There's clearly two Joe Bidens because when you see this one, he has an earlobe that is detached. The other Joe Biden has an earlobe that is straight and it is attached. There's something funky going on here. I'm seeing the video. In the video, the TikTok user Danny Kardenzaski apparently recorded a still image of Biden in another media device, perhaps a television or computer monitor. The image showed the incoming president from neck up wearing a suit and tie facing a direction to show his left ear, seen on screenshot below, in front of the backdrop with his 2020 campaign slogan, Build Back Better, which is not what he did, may I say. No visual clues nor the TikTok user's narration explain when, where, or under what circumstances Biden attended the pictured event. Okay, so then he goes, okay, these were videos underlining claims. Another human being who woke nearly identical to the incoming president, except for the earlobes, not only exist but trade places with the original Biden on occasion. Of allegedly two men shown in the video, one had an unattached earlobe, meaning his earlobes curved and their lowest points were not attached to the sides of his head. Meanwhile, the other man had earlobes attached directly to his head. Note, they're showing the picture. The same theory surfaced in tweets on Reddit posts, including a page titled, Is Joe Biden a Clone? Check his earlobes. That allegedly photographic evidence from 2008 and 2020 show Biden with a detached and attached earlobes respectively. Yeah. All of those photos show the president-elect's right, not left earlobe, just like one of the videos on the TikTok series screenshot below, alleging the alleged look of sign of conspiracy. Okay. Either Biden has different earlobes in 2020 or we have a different Biden. Or is it an imposter? One person tweeted. First, let's be clear. The term cloning mentioned in one of the claimed sources above refers to human reproductive cloning, to produce a genetic copy of an existing person, and that has not been achieved at this writing, eliminating the possibility that Biden has a literal clone who stands in for him on an occasion. Additionally, some arguments by social media posts were flawed in that they only compared alleged changes in Biden's appearance by examining one side of his face or the post used on one side of his face to make this argument he had an attached earlobes on the right and the other side to argue he had unattached earlobes. It's worth noting the call of deciding under what category an earlobe fits is subjective, and there is a spectrum of both detached and attached types given in the numerous generic genetic variations of the earlobe traits. Also, the angle from which photographers take portraits of people can affect how earlobes appear in photos. As the starting point for an investigation of the conspiracy theory, Snopes obtained the below-displayed portrait of Biden in 1973 during his first year representing Delaware in the U.S. Senate, thanks to the Library of Congress. His earlobes were unattached from his head, as you can see. That his earlobes are the same fucking earlobes, man. They haven't fucking changed.
Oh, my God. You just come up with this fucking bullshit,
I'm fucking looking at a picture of Joe Biden right now, back in 1973, and his earlobes are detached. Okay? So, it's been debunked.
What are you talking about? What the fuck are you talking about?
Oh, my God.
His earlobes are detached. That's the real Biden. The ones where they're not fucking detached is the fake Biden. Or the mask.
Dude, I'm looking at one right now of a recent picture where it's detached still. It's the angle of the fucking picture they're taking, man. I mean, come on. Are you going to believe?
Come on, man.
Are you going to believe all this shit? Seriously, Q?
Wow. It's right in front of your fucking face. Yeah, and it you're is. Fucking and that's believing why what you're fucking...
It's right in front of my face. I know. I just saw it. It's right in
Jay,
front of
me. Jay, what about the fucking the video I gave you, remember? Side by side, remember?
Dude, you showed me a video that was edited with Jim Carrey on one side and Joe Biden on the other.
Ridiculous. I'm not talking about that one.
Are you talking about Michelle Obama?
I'll tell you.
Michael Obama?
That's completely Michael. That's another thing. Jason, do you believe that Michelle's Michael?
Jason. I got to be honest with you. I do think that it's a man, baby. Yeah, for sure.
You think she's a man?
I do. I honestly do.
Good. At least you can see that one.
I'm gonna tell you, the person that's dancing in that video sure looks like Michelle Obama. I'm just saying. I mean, fuck. I mean, look, there is some weirdness. The Q does bring some things that could be addressed, and you can look at it and be like, He does bring doubt to my mind, which is a good thing because that's hard to do. But I mean, he had a friend named Michael, and the guy looks a lot like, he looks a lot like Michelle. And then,
well, I don't know if you remember seeing that picture from back in the day, but man, I think it was Michelle, AKA Michael, walking down the steps, and you can see his freaking jump through the dress, dude.
And then the other interesting part is that if you look at the pictures of the kids, they look like their best friend. They don't look anything.
They're not their kids, Jay.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It looks like Obama's best friend's kid. Like it looks like the guy.
Exactly.
Like it doesn't. Like the guy and his wife. Like they don't look like the kids.
There was videos of Obama.
I also believe, I also believe that Obama wasn't born in this country.
Oh, definitely was.
That's a fact.
Figure. So you see, I have a little Q in me. Very small portion.
You do?
A very small portion. But I just find it very ironic. He took so long to bring his birth certificate. And then out of all the places he picks Hawaii. A place that could easily be tricked. It's almost like picking like the most, it's almost like picking the most disastrous place where you know that you can rig something and get away with it. Like, you know what I mean? Like, Hawaii is kind of like an island, its own little world where you can kind of rig documents. And I don't think his brother has any reason to lie about the fact that he was holding him when he was a baby. I mean, I don't know.
So let me ask you something, guys. So talking about Biden again. If you look at Jim Carrey's ears, it's the same exact fucking ears as the attached ones that looks like Biden.
Oh my God. So you think Jim Carrey's in on this?
I wouldn't be surprised.
Oh my God.
I wouldn't be surprised. Just think about this. They do things, Illuminati does things right in front of your face, okay? What happened with fucking Saturday Night Live? He was Jim Carrey, remember? Jim Carrey was Biden, remember?
Oh, his real name is James Carrey.
Well, I mean, Jim Carrey is a sack of shit, so, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me.
I can't stand
that's what I'm saying. Like, they all do it in front of your face without you realizing it, but they do it. They have to do it in front of your face.
They do. They stole an election right in front of our faces. I mean...
So what I'm saying is that that's even more proof. Look at fucking pictures of Jim Carrey, his ears, and then look at fucking the one with the
you are not, you are not going to convince me. You are not going to convince me Jim Carrey is fucking Biden.
I'm giving you proof. Nobody
you're not
has
giving me fucking
ears.
Proof. You're giving me like your conversation, your comments.
Jason,
I have a question for Q.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Did you guys happen to catch the interview with Trump and President Trump? Because he's still President Trump. Did you see the interview between President Trump and Maria Bartiromo?
I saw like a glimpse of it. What was it exactly? I didn't.
Well,
you know,
they went over. I took some notes. They went over a few things, which one of them I found very interesting was that Mexico actually had 28,000 of their own soldiers at the border while the wall was being built to protect it. But, you know, the left will never tell you that.
Trump negotiated that.
But one of the things towards the end of the interview that I thought was funny that I had to ask you about was, so, and this is quote from Trump himself. I heard him say it. He said, Trump recommends getting the vaccine. Even the people who don't want to get it that voted for me. He said, it's quote, it's a great vaccine and safe vaccine and something that works. Now that was right out of Trump's mouth.
Yeah, and I understand that, and I'm just telling you that the fact that he rolled out that vaccine is not—he's not the one that is responsible for. He's not the maker. You understand? He's not the one that you know took everything and put everything together, all the chemicals and everything. It's not on him, but he has to. You know, he's the one who rolled it out, so he has to agree with it no matter what. You know, it's just the way it is. There's it's facts. The ingredients, every fucking ingredient in there, it states, it's all poison. Every fucking ingredient is poison. There's not one ingredient that's not poison in there. Not one.
Well,
it's common sense.
Well, I was listening to somebody else, and they actually went into this about the vaccines. They said the Pfizer and the Moderna vaccines are actually the ones that cannot be traced back to the aborted fetus cells. I forget what case it was, but I think it was back in 1975 or 78. Don't quote me on that, but it was.
Yeah, I can tell you that that's all bullshit.
What they did say was that the Johnson & Johnson vaccine now can be directly traced back to the aborted fetus.
I'm saying here. Sorry about that. Yeah.
No, I just found that interesting go ahead.
Jesus.
Me and Jace had a little argument, not argument, but a little, you know,
powwow. You didn't let him finish his statement.
We were talking about how the Johnson & Johnson, how the whole left is trying to go against Johnson & Johnson completely, and they're not going against the other vaccines, just Johnson & Johnson. So now you're talking about how they're all saying that Johnson & Johnson might have or does definitely have the fetal parts or whatever. So, my opinion, if any of them are fine, I'll bet you it's the Johnson & Johnson one.
Your opinion and shit is the same thing, but...
Just saying.
I mean, my mother-in-law took the vaccine. She's just fine. So,
for now.
Okay, yeah, because they have a program in there that's going to trigger it to kill people.
That's what it's for. Bill Gates is the one that made them.
Sure. That's why Elon Musk is a part of it too, because Elon Musk is apparently creating the devices that are making the vaccines. So, I mean, him and Bill Gates.
What's he making? I never heard anything about that.
Oh, he said it in his interview. He had an interview when he almost walked out. I forgot with what lady he had the interview with, where he starts talking.
Show me the proof.
I mean, you can look this up. Elon Musk interview. I got the lady.
You can too.
It was all over the front fucking news everywhere. I mean, the guy literally, it was last week. The guy literally told the lady, listen, we can end the interview right now. He told the lady that we can end the interview right now because she kept questioning him. And he specifically said, he goes, I'm not going to take the vaccine. He goes, I see no reason. I don't fall under that category. So I don't feel like I need to take the vaccine. And then they brought up the whole Bill Gates thing. And he said, well, it's ignorant for him to say that I don't know anything about that, since I'm the one that's creating the machines that they use to develop some of these vaccines. My technology is
That's not putting the chemicals together. He's not putting the chemicals. He's just, there's a machine, I guess, they have to, you know, formulate things right or something. I don't know. I mean, I have no clue. I didn't hear anything about it.
Exactly. You don't know. You don't have a clue. That's why I'm fucking, that's the whole point. You don't have a fucking clue, so you don't know whether this shit.
I don't have a clue what. I have common sense. I look at the fucking ingredients and say exactly what's in ingredients. I sent you fucking two videos of fucking top doctors of the fucking world saying that it's fucking a genetic project. That's what it is. It's not a vaccine. It's not a fucking vaccine.
It was never approved by FDA.
It
was approved by the FDA.
No, it was not. It was approved as an emergency. That is it. Not a fucking vaccine for FDA. No, it was not.
Well, if the FDA approved it as an emergency, then it was approved by the FDA. Nothing can go into the public without the FDA approving it. Bottom line.
Trump did mention in the interview that he did actually, they did, spend the money and got this vaccine going before they even got the approval. He did say
exactly.
That was what Operation Warp Speed. He went around and the bureaucrats, and he tried to push it so it wouldn't take as long as they normally take to take the vaccines out into the public. Yes.
Yeah, so I hate to tell you, Trump's not going to tell you his fucking card.
Trump's going to he's going to recommend for his supporters to go inject themselves with death. That's what you're saying?
If he sits there, if he tells you the truth about what the vaccines really are and what Corona really is,
he's telling you
you're
going to
know his whole military plan, okay?
Oh, my God.
I'm just telling you.
Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Help this man. Help this man see the light.
You can say whatever you want. I'm just telling you.
Help this man see the light, for God's sakes.
Listen, everything.
Either help him see the light or let me see a reptilian, and then at least I'll go down Q.
Listen, everything that Trump states is all code words. Every fucking thing.
No, it's not. It's what you guys think it's
called. Yes, it is.
You guys. Okay.
It's called Gematria. Did you ever hear of it?
No, Nefera, Nefera?
Nefera, Nefera.
See, you don't even know what I'm talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about, the code words. But I've
Gematria.
Seen.
Gematria is it all has to do with sacred scriptures.
Okay, now you're going into religion. Okay, so so let's read some emails from some of our listeners, because this is the show. I love to let Americans voice out their opinions, no matter how far fetched they are. I want to be the voice of America. I want people to feel that they can express their anger, their whatever the fuck they feel on my platform. I will always be an open platform. I will always voice your concerns and whatever. Okay, so I got an email from Heather. Are you watching? Are you watching this? I am so upset right now. I'm watching Frontline, Trump's American Carnage. It's on PBS and I'm sure paid for by the Democrats. You're probably right. This is just absolutely sickening. I just want my fellow Americans to watch and speak up. This is not okay. The articles, the movies, the books, and the documentaries featuring so much hate and inaccurate information about Trump sickens me to the core. Oh, and they called Trump a wrecking ball. Okay, wrecking ball music here. Okay. They actually used my fucking Wrecking Ball Joe against Donald Trump.
Who was it? What was her name again?
PBS. It was a show that PBS. What? PBS. They did.
What was her name?
Her name is Heather. What can we do? What can we do to stop this negative rhetoric? Heather, I'm sorry to tell you, there's nothing we can do. We can only speak loud, just like Jason said. We can only speak and spread the word. Look, one thing that I can tell you about the Democrats. They step on their toes all the time. They fail twice. Trump is a 2-time impeachment winner. Unheard of in U.S. history. He even breaks impeachment records. This man is not a man that backs down. And at this point in time right now, The only thing we can do is wait till 2022 and make sure that we elect America First Congress and Senate. And make sure we take the lead from Donald Trump. As much as he's hated, I really sincerely, and look, I don't agree with all his rhetoric and all the things that he says, but one thing I do believe in my heart is that he did care about America and he was putting America first. Everybody can say whatever they want. Actions speak louder than words. Joe Biden's actions show me that he cares less about women than he does about transgender men. It just shows me that he's in it to destroy this country and to please the left. And Mitch McConnell's a snake just like him. And he flip-flopped, and I hope they keep fucking around with him and driving that turtle crazy. Now with the whole filibuster issue that they're having, you can't trust any politician. I one time called Manchin the white horse. I thought he may have been the savior considering he was from West Virginia, a very red state. I would have thought that that man was going to at least have the balls to stand up for what he said, for what he's said prior to the election. Apparently now he's in with the Democrats on getting rid of the filibuster. These people flip-flop. These people are not for America. These people are for themselves, for pocketing. Everything circles around. All these policies, everything they create, all this foreign aid that goes out, it all circulates right back into U.S., into the United States, but it circulates into their bank accounts, into their programs, into their foundations, into their bullshit. I mean, Hillary Clinton's a perfect example. The Hillary Foundation or whatever, the Clinton Foundation, and what happened in Haiti. These people are crooks. These people are not, they're not for America. They don't have America's best interests at heart. They have their own self-interest at heart. Furthermore, I use my voice as many platforms as I can, but I'm nobody compared to the voice these MSM mainstream media people have. I also started writing a journal for my children and hopefully generations to come. What can we do as everyday Americans to unite this country again? For one thing, stop wearing masks and stop social distancing. Start hanging out with your friends. They want to keep you away from your close relatives and your friends so you guys can be apart and you guys are not having these type of conversations in person. See, when people used to, when the Republican Party was created and during that era in time where people would go and have meetings and have conversations at bars. People would go, that's how the Republican Party began, through conversation. It didn't only, it began with Abe Lincoln as well. But I mean, the Republican Party, it all starts with conversation. People get together, they plan things out. And this is what the Democrats want you not to do. By social distancing you, they isolate you. By isolating you, there's no communication. By censoring you on Facebook, then you can't even communicate through Facebook. So you're left without any social communication or gatherings. My suggestion is meet with your friends. Fuck COVID-19. If you can't take the vaccine, take the vaccine. If not, fuck it. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know how long they can keep this little stunt going. Apparently, Texas's numbers are going down and they opened up completely. Florida's doing amazing, as Jason can attest to it. And I can as well. So what can we do to show normal news watching Americans how these lying, heavy line pocketed Democrats are really pushing a false narrative and feeding people lies? I'm sorry if this is so long winded, but watching this is just really pissing me off. I always wanted to be a teacher. And now I think I see why God put that on my heart. I am here to educate the sheep. So where do I start? What can I do? Well, for one, you chose the right career paths. Teach students actual history. Try to help the youth not get indoctrinated by the teachers that we have now. That is why I moved to a red city. That is why I live here. Because I actually looked at the numbers in this state, in this city, and in this county where I live, and the majority of teachers in this county are Republican. And then, okay, I think there's a question here. Thank you for your amazing podcast. I know I've told you before, and I'll say it again. And ask Dr. Q random question just to see if he's paying attention. Q, are you tall?
Am I tall?
Okay, he's paying attention. My last email, he heard nothing you said, Dr. Q. If you are paying attention now, I just want to tell you that I appreciate your passion and love for our country. I might not agree with you on everything you say, but I do connect with your hope and passion for love and good for the country. Much respect to you both for the information you give, your valued time, and most importantly, you both give me hope that there are real Americans surrounding me and can see through all this bullshit. Godspeed, Heather from Pennsylvania. Connorsville, Pennsylvania, proud Republican red town. Heather, I can tell you that all across the country, you have people that are with you. It's not just me, Dr. Q, or Jason. I see it on my Facebook because I've already started back. I've already kicked every liberal off my Facebook page. If you ain't got nothing to say that I agree with, fuck you. I'll keep it as an echo chamber. I don't give a fuck. I'm not going on Facebook to get angry with people and debate people. But yeah, there's a lot of us out there. There's 74 million plus. So you're not alone. You're far from being alone. We're just sitting and waiting and watching the chaos happen. And when the time comes, we'll step up. And I think the time will be 2022 when we have to vote and we have to go out there and make sure we remove these rhinos. And at the same time, we put people in place that are going to put America first. I strongly believe that Congress is probably the strongest body that we have right now, as in support for Trump. I'm not feeling the Senate too much. We have a lot of snakes in the Senate. The Senate is full of snakes, but the House seems to be more young blood. We have a lot of people like Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan, Devin Nunes, McCarthy. We have a lot of great Republicans in Congress right now, and we're very close to taking the House. We just need one of them, and everything stops. This chaos stops, or at least we can maintain it to a certain level where it can't cause any more damage than what it's already causing. Jason, Q, you got anything to say to Heather?
Yeah. Number one, Jesus. I wish you would, you know, change things around a little. You talk for an hour on one question, and there's three questions in the email, and you don't, you know what I'm saying? You should sit there and if you have guests, me or Jason or somebody else, you should, you know, say the question and give me your opinion. Like then answer. Say,
you're not going to correct me on my own fucking show. That's for fucking
I'm just saying. And then ask our opinion.
The question came. Question. Listen, you have your email.
Well, Jake, that's why I forget the whole fucking question, because you fucking take an hour to fucking talk.
Well, of course, because I'm answering the fucking question. It came to who? Jason,
so
the Republican.
Go for one question. Jason, go with one question. Say your answer. Then ask me for my answer. And then, you know what I'm saying? Go from one question to another.
So you can't memorize two questions. That's very
difficult. It's not about that. You talk. No, it's about you talking about the question. I don't remember her fucking name now.
Heather.
But you understand what I'm saying? I'm just being, like, serious with you. You know what I mean? I'm not being an asshole. I'm just being honest with you.
You're being an asshole. But, yeah, go ahead and answer Heather's questions. I mean, do you need me to repeat it? Since I know you're getting old. So you might be being affected by Joe Biden.
No, it's not about being old. It's about you just rambling on about, you know, your constant, all your questions, all your answers.
I can fucking do this all day. I'm trigger happy.
I'm not trying to be an asshole. I'm just making a point.
Listen, she said last time you were fucking ignoring her. So she obviously
I wasn't ignoring.
Yeah, you do.
It's the same. Oh, it's the same thing that happened. You sat there, you talked about the whole fucking thing
you
for like an hour, and I couldn't even remember.
So you remember her? You remember the previous questions from the last episode or the previous episodes that she wrote, but you couldn't remember a question I just said like 2 minutes ago?
No, I don't remember that. I'm
okay,
just making a point.
Okay, so what do you need?
So
why can't you just shut the fuck up and go to the question?
Or saying, you know, that might be a good idea.
Can you answer the questions? Do you want me to repeat the
question? You don't
think
it could be a good idea of just doing it that way? That'd be cool.
Yeah,
here comes another email from Susan.
What was that?
Oh, shit, Susan. He goes, here comes another email from Susan. Susan, please. Susan, please do not take a side on this. Okay, do not take a side on this. I mean, she wants to know. She wants to know what can she do. She's upset. She's upset at what she's seeing. What could she do as an American to...
So that is what... All right, is it my turn to talk now?
Yeah.
Did you
not ask me what the question was? Or did you forget that one
too? Yeah,
you
told me it, right?
Okay, go ahead.
No. So just to wrap it all up in one word, one sentence is basically, like I said, this is all bullshit. They're trying to get you upset. They're trying to keep your vibration down, your frequency down. They're trying to keep you in that mode where you have no hope on anything and you're so pissed off and you're scared and this and that. Just go on your normal days like every day, okay? Pay attention to your kids, your family. Have fun. Enjoy the sunlight. Enjoy the weather, you know, when it's nice out. You know, go out in the parks, you know, and have a walk with your kids and this and that. You know, whatever makes you happy. Don't be worrying about this stuff. This is all going to be over very soon, and it's not going to be in the Democrats' favor. I can promise you that. And I'm just telling you, just give it a chance, okay? I understand that, you know, everything that didn't, you know, said it's going to go through at this time, you know, these dates didn't go through, or you don't think it went through, but it really did. We just don't see it because the media doesn't show you. I promise you it's going through. I feel 100% in my heart, 100%, that everything's going the way it's supposed to be planned, okay? I guarantee it, okay? So I'm just letting you know, don't let the media take over you in any way. Don't call, honestly, I try to explain to people before as listeners is that don't even listen to the fucking news. It's all fucking fake news. That's their main thing is they never give you anything nice. It's always sad, you know, things that make you bring you down worse and worse and worse. That's all it is. It's never good, ever. So don't listen to the fucking news. It's not even worth it. You know, do your own fucking research. Jesus. You know, go on. You know, social media is like he was saying. Go on. What's that site you were telling me?
Telegram.
Telegram. Telegram. You know, they have a lot of good, you know, articles and stuff like that on there. You just have to have the right conversations. You know, people. You know, different. You know, like you said, JFK's on there. You know, there's a bunch of other people on there. And you just look at the proof, you know, and just use your brain, use your intuition. If your intuition tells you that something is really happening, then, you know, go with that. You know, don't sit there and, you know, like Jace, he'll sit there and debunk anything, everything I throw at him, anything. I mean, you know, the whole thing about this Biden thing, you have two Bidens. You have one with complete different ears. The other one with complete different ears. You have different faces. I mean, it's absolutely, and he thinks it's the same Biden. That's the crazy thing. So my point is just stop watching media, okay? Just relax. I say at the most a few more months at the most, but I think it's going to be before that, that really shit's coming out and you're going to know that things are changing dramatically and Trump is still in charge, not Biden. That's it.
Jason, got any advice, any actual factual advice?
It's funny because I just saw, I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but Chucky Boy Schumer is asking for Cuomo to step down, which I find quite hilarious. But no, and for Heather, I would just say, you know, something that I do every day, especially since all of this has gone down. I mean, yeah, it's easy to get upset. It's easy to get frustrated, to start worrying about the future, which you should anyway. But the one thing that I'm trying to do is I'm trying to, you know, find one thing where I can try to make the biggest difference. And, you know, whether it be, you know, reach out to somebody I haven't talked to in a while that I know is on the left or a family member or whatever. And just like I do on Facebook, continue to put the truth out there. Continue to say, hey, do this or do that or speak up here or speak up there or find a specific way where you think you can make an impact in your local community or on a grander scale. But just find something that you're passionate about. Because like right now is the perfect time for us to be on the offensive, right? We've been playing defense for the last 4 years. And now that this moron is our president, now we can take full advantage of it and we can attack him on every single thing that he does. We can take advantage of his mistakes We can point the mistakes out to people that are asleep. Like, hey, listen, wake up. Look at what he's doing here. Look at how he's affecting you. Look at how he's affecting me. And then we can take that and use it to our advantage. And like I said, look forward to the future and try to make the biggest impact that we can. So I would say just to stay positive as best as you can and just keep your head up and just keep trudging forward. That's all we can do.
That's fucking awesome. Very well said. By the way, that person, Heather, that Q mentioned on Telegram to follow JFK Jr., a.k.a. Vincent Fusca from Pittsburgh.
I didn't say just him. I said, you know, there's a bunch of different...
That it's not really JFK. It's Vincent Fusca. But anyways, let's go to the next email. Alex Bowen. Hey, Jace, thank you for always reading my emails on your podcast. I appreciate it very much. Okay, so I heard you on your latest podcast about student loans, ? How about the schools go after the athletes that left school early to enter the drafts like NFL, MLB, and NBA and pay back the full ride scholarship that they received? Just a thought. I'm going to let Jason talk about this one because Jason's really into sports. He's got a damn collection that I wish I had in my house. Jason, what do you think of that?
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question again? I had a cue moment. I'm sorry.
Oh, you had a cue moment. Okay. Okay. So I heard the latest podcast about your student loans. How about the schools go after the athletes that left school early to enter the drafts like the NFL, MLB, and the NBA and pay back the full ride scholarships that they received? Just a thought.
Here's my thing. You know, you go to college, you get an education paid for in full. You know, if the university said, hey, we're going to give you a 4-year scholarship. This has to do a lot, I feel like, with college basketball, right? Because they made it, I think it's where you can leave after you've been in school a year. Maybe they changed it to 2 now. I'm not sure. But here's my thing. It's like, If I went into a scholarship and they said, we're going to pay for 4 years of college for you to play ball here or whatever. Okay. And I leave after a year or two. Well, should I be on the hook for that? Here's my argument. I'd be like, well, listen, I didn't stay here for 4 years, right? So why don't you take the two years or the 3 years that I wasn't here and go ahead and apply that to another student, or maybe give that scholarship to a walk-on or somebody that is trying to earn a scholarship and hasn't, or whatever. I think there's ways around it. I don't think necessarily that the student athlete should have to pay it back. Because like I said, I think there's ways around it. You know, you leave after you're a college athlete, you're a phenomenal college athlete, you get drafted or you leave or whatever you do. I think that should just maybe be rolled over to another student athlete that isn't on scholarship or you know what I'm saying? I don't know. Like I think there's ways, or I don't think you should stick it to that student athlete. Like if they have the talent and ability to go to the next level and play, so be it. Take that money that you were going to use on them and use it somewhere else.
That's a good point. Dr. Q, not that you know anything about sports, but go ahead.
Hey, listen, I'm proud of that. I don't give a shit. I played a lot of sports in my life, but I don't give a shit because it's all a farce. It's just there to keep you occupied. That's it. It's to entertain you so you don't see what's really going on in this world.
Okay,
that's
what it's about. Okay, yeah, sure. They've been doing that since Major League Baseball started and the NFL Babe Ruth was there to distract people from thinking about. Okay.
I'm not saying that's the only thing. I'm just saying that's the best way.
Am I the only one that sees something wrong here with Q? Please send me some more messages because this guy talks about positivity. How can you guys think this guy's positive? Everything to him is a conspiracy, even sports. I'm just not positive
when it comes to the bullshit they're trying to throw at us.
Well, anyways.
They want you to pay attention to bullshit.
I'm going to go ahead and start with my closing statement. I'm going to actually kind of utilize what Jason said because Jason nailed it. People need to engage with friends, families, and people that they know that are on the left and show them the proof. You know, it's true what he was saying. We've been on the defensive side. We had to be defending Donald Trump for 4 years straight. Now we're playing offense. Now we get to criticize Joe Biden. Now we get to tell people, look, he did this, this, and this, and this. All those housewives that voted supposedly for Joe Biden because he was more presidential. Well, guess what? He believes in transgender rights more than he believes in women rights. And you can expose that. You have to get involved in your community and you got to look forward to 2022. 2022 is key to the future of this country. Right now, our hands are tied. There's nothing we can do. We're stuck. We're in a situation that all we can do is try to inform people and try to approach them in an educated way with facts, not feelings, so they can, so maybe there's a possibility you can change the way they think. Because apparently a lot of people are blind in this country. A shit ton of them are blind. And a lot of people don't even keep up with the news. The reality is the majority of Americans don't really know what the fuck is going on. I think more Republicans pay attention to the news than Democrats. I just think Democrats hear whatever CNN says. Hate Donald Trump. He's a racist. Okay, he's a racist. Forget about the fact that he spent the majority of his life with civil rights activists and everybody loved him until he ran for president as a Republican. But nevertheless, just try to spread the word as much as you can in your circle, because then that circle puts it in another circle and then it goes into another circle and it spreads. It's like a virus. It's like COVID-19. Let's make it the mega virus. Let's spread it amongst everyone. It's already spread, but let's spread it further. Because now we have something that we can criticize. We don't have to defend anymore. We can criticize and tell them, do you really want 4 more years of this? Trust me, gas prices are going to go even higher. So we're going to have a lot more that we're going to be able to discuss about gas prices and a lot of other things that we're going to be able to criticize. Believe me, Joe's going to make so many more mistakes. This is just the beginning. I mean, the guy's only been in office for about 2 months. I mean, it's going to get worse from here. Jason, I'll let you take it from there, and then I'll let Q, and then we'll end the show. We went further than we normally do on this show. Any message or anything you want to say?
Yeah, so I'll piggyback off of you. I'll just continue to say to those listening that, you know, it's important for us to not lose focus on our goals, right? Our goals are to get us back to where Trump had us going. Obviously, you know, we're seeing everything. If you're watching the news, whether you're right or left, you're seeing what's going on. Just keep focused on your goals and what you want to do as a person, and then as you want to do what you want to do in your community. I know me, myself, like I said earlier, I am taking the opportunity to speak up and speak out. I've been more outspoken than I ever have been in my life these past few months. And it's because I you know, we saw what happened. We saw how our democracy was stolen. This election was stolen right in front of us. And there wasn't a damn thing that we could do about it. And I was actually telling, you know, a couple of friends of mine the other day, I said, had I known where we are now, had I known this on the 6th, I would have taken my ass up to the Capitol and I would have burned that damn thing down, because that's what they deserve, watching this ridiculous shit show. But, and that's how fired up I am. And I'm just using that as fuel to continue to get the message out, be as loud as possible, speak out against the left, speak out against any of the bullshit that they try to force down your throat. I posted on Facebook earlier today, and I meant it. Like, if anybody wants to come over in my house and have a mass burning party on July 4th, come on over and we can do it right in my damn backyard. I'm over it. Like, I'm tired of them trying to tell us what the hell we can and can't do. So yeah, that's where I'm at. We got to fight. We got to be loud. We got to stay motivated, because 2022 is where it's at. We get 2022 back, and then 2024 is ours. And then we can find a way, you know, to get these voting machines out forever. And we can get a system to where, you know, whether we have to, like over in the Middle East, when they vote, you know, you stick your thumb in that purple dye, and boom, it stays on your finger for days. So, hey, yeah, we know you voted. And that's it. Get an ID. If you don't have an ID, you don't vote. Sorry. And that's the only way that we can keep the integrity of our election intact. And that's the only way that that the Republicans are going to get back into the White House. So stay focused, stay motivated, speak up, be loud. Let's get this country back.
Hell yeah. Dr. Q?
So number one, in regards to the mask, that, you know, it's against the Constitution, okay? It's against our human rights. We don't have to wear a mask if we don't want to wear them, okay? The thing is, you have to stop being compliant, okay? The best thing you can do is talk to all your friends, get a bunch of people together, and go into a damn supermarket without a fucking mask. They come up to you, you just buy something, and you just leave. You know, you let them know. You keep doing this to a bunch of stores, you know, every few days or whatever, and it's going to let your neighborhood know that you guys aren't dealing with this shit anymore. You know, it's bullshit. It's against our human rights. It's actually injuring kids. It's actually injuring their kids, their brains, okay? It's a proven fact. That plus, you know, like I said, I wouldn't even let the media get in your fucking head because it's all bullshit. It's not worth even thinking about what's happening with these Congress doing this and that and you know, what they're talking about Trump. All they're trying to do is keep you negative. They're trying to keep your mindset into something that's not happening and not realize what's really happening. Okay, look what happened to all the whole pedophiles, trafficking everywhere. Do you hear that on the news? Not once, not from anywhere, not on Fox, nowhere. I mean, that is huge news. Many millions of kids a year dying, being ritualistic, satanic. I mean, it's absolutely horrendous what they do to these kids, and they've been doing this for centuries now. But nobody even talks about that. You're talking about fucking politic bullshit that they're throwing in your face. It's all media. It's all it is. Don't watch the news. I'm going to ask you to just try one thing. For 1 week, don't watch news at all. Don't listen to news. Don't watch it. See how much better you feel in your life, how much more better of a funner time you have in your life with your kids, your family, just how much more stable your life feels, and how you just forget about everything that's fucking going on. Because it's all smoke and mirrors. It's bullshit. I'm telling you right now, it's all bullshit. Just relax. Just enjoy yourself. Summer's here now. You know, summer, spring's coming. You know, it's getting, you know, really nice out. Enjoy your time out. Be out there in the trees, the parks, and the wilderness if you can. Whatever. Go camping. Whatever. Just enjoy yourself, man. And that's it. Don't worry about this bullshit. It's all bullshit. From the coronavirus mask, it's all bullshit. Every bit of it is all bullshit.
Okay, and I ramble. Anyways, guys, so if you want to show some love and support, don't forget to visit the RepublicanNation.store. That's the RepublicanNation.store, not .com, .store. If you would like, remember, we always like to voice out every American out there, no matter what ideas or what you want to say, we'll voice it out, no matter how foul or how nasty it sounds. We will be your voice. You can feel free to email me at jase@therepublicannation.com, or you can email Dr. Q, DOCTORQ, @therepublicannation.com. If you want to be on the show, you can also reach out to us, and we will be more than glad to put you on the show, especially if you want to debunk Dr. Q. I will definitely put you on the show.
Of course.
God bless you. God bless your families. And God bless this beautiful country we call America. Thank you, Jason, for being here. Thank you, Q. Love you guys. Take care of yourselves.
Thank you.
America great again.